You could be forgiven if hearing about proposed vacation rental laws gives you a feeling of déjà vu. State and county lawmakers have struggled for years to find a solution that works for everyone. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell acknowledged the problem the last time the city council took up the issue.
Any action taken will not please everybody.
With that in mind, Mayor Caldwell has crafted what he calls a compromise bill. It was developed in 2018 after months of public feedback. Under the proposal, called Bill 89, renting an entire house or apartment would only be allowed in resort areas like Waikiki and Ko'olina. Hosted rentals, where the owner lives on site, would be allowed in some areas, but many neighborhoods would be off limits. That's a deal breaker for pro-rental advocates.
I think it's not only going too far, but it doesn't really address the issues that many in the community have.
Philip Minardi is the director of policy communications for Expedia Group, which owns the short-term rental websites HomeAway and VRBO. He says Expedia is open to limits on rentals, but not an outright ban.
Maybe the platform will help promote a balance between healthy communities and robust tourism by assisting with enforcement. So putting limits on the number of properties an owner can offer in a non-resort area. Another way would be by limits on the total number of vacation rentals in non-resort areas.
Minardi says those types of restrictions can reduce the negative impacts while still allowing residents to benefit from short-term rentals, which Expedia estimates create 34,000 jobs and $5 billion in economic activity statewide every year. But not everyone thinks that profit potential is a positive. Victor Gemignani is a lawyer with the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice.
The city of Honolulu has predicted that there's around 3.5 times more profit that can be made with short-term rentals than long-term rentals. That encourages, obviously, speculation. 27% of all short-term rentals are now hosted by people that have more than 20 units each. There are profit-making corporations that are managing up to 200 units for investors on the mainland. That's their sole business. So the bottom line is, this is an enormous business.
Many vacation rental hawks support a more hard-line bill, number 85, which was also heard on Wednesday. That measure would ban all short-term rentals outside of resort areas and allow residents to sue their neighbors who violate the law. Following Wednesday's public testimony, council members will now have a chance to make revisions on both the compromise and hard-line bills. Each will have one more hearing before the council takes a final vote. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.